For the class of 2020, the coronavirus redefined the end of their education. For the class of 2033, next year's kindergartners, it's likely to shape the beginning in ways that have parents worried. WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms reports.
Siobhan Carroll was preparing to move to a new home in North Charlotte when her family picked for good public schools when the virus shuttered school buildings. She'd been planning to take her son to Croft Community School to enroll him in kindergarten. Instead, she's working through how to scan his birth certificate and enroll him online.
I have never even seen the school that he's going to be going to in the fall. Oh my goodness. I just thought about that.
After interviewing a dozen parents of rising kindergartners, families opting for neighborhood, magnet, charter, and private schools, one thing unites them. They're worried, wary, and sometimes reconsidering their plans.
I'm just really, I think, nervous about what the fall will look like, if school will still be in session, if it's going to be virtual.
Kindergarten sets the tone for a child's education. It's a time of hugging teachers and sitting on carpets singing songs with classmates. Sending a child off to kindergarten is a milestone for parents, too. Carroll says she starts tearing up when she remembers walking her daughter to her kindergarten class, then imagines having to drop off her son and drive away.
I don't know if I'll ever get to see his teacher, like, in person, because they'll probably be limiting interactions and trying to limit as much outside folks. Will his teachers be wearing masks? Will that be scary?
The mid-March shutdown fell just as kindergarten open houses, beginner days, and registration events were gearing up.
Schools were not able to have their full registrations, you know, where the students come in and they celebrate them and there's balloons and they get to assess the students and take them on tours and the teachers get to welcome them.
That's Jonathan Ribbick, Executive Director of Elementary Schools for Iredell-Statesville Schools. He says some schools are below expected enrollment for this time of year while others are on track. Charlotte Mecklenburg School says overall enrollment is down, but officials expect to catch up this summer. Most magnet, charter, and private schools finished their admission process before the coronavirus disruption. But the prospect of drastic change, such as altered schedules, increased reliance on remote learning, and new physical distancing, has some families thinking twice. Natalie Centeno and her husband went through the interviews and paid a deposit for private school for their 5-year-old daughter. Now they're rethinking the price tag.
We would need the after-school care as well, so for us it would be nearly $30,000.
Centeno says she's not sure what next year will look like, but she worries it will mean her daughter spends less time in school.
What if we have to pay $30,000 and we only have childcare 3 days a week or 5 days for a half a day, and we're somehow going to have to supplement that?
Lee Laborde and her husband visited 6 schools before choosing Charlotte East Language Academy, a K-8 magnet school, for their oldest child who's about to start kindergarten. Classes are taught in Spanish, and they're eager to see their son grow up bilingual. But Laborde now wonders how that will play out if her son has to spend part of the year learning from home.
I'm not sure that I have the skills to teach him in Spanish as somebody who is a non-speaker. If it doesn't work out, we might have to go with a different schooling option for this first year.
North Carolina education officials say remote learning is going to play a bigger role next year, though it's not clear how. A second wave of COVID-19 could force schools to close again, or students could end up attending on alternate days to allow for safe distancing. Jen Age's son is enrolled to follow his big brother to Myers Park Traditional Elementary School in August. She let him meet the teachers electronically at a virtual beginner's day, and he's done some online work with his preschool, which also closed in March. But Age worries.
His attention span and his patience for just sitting and staring at a screen, you know, isn't terribly long. So that's definitely been a challenge, and I am apprehensive about how that would go in the fall.
Aja says she had been trying to prepare her son for real school, but
that conversation kind of came to a screeching halt in March because it was my feeling that because I had no idea what was going to happen or when. Maybe not continuing to say, oh, it's going to be so exciting when you go, you ride the bus and you go to school and you go to the cafeteria. Maybe not continuing to say that.
Riding the bus is a huge unknown. So far, no one has released a strategy for getting children to school without packing them into bench seats. And school cafeterias pose virus spreading challenges as well. So as schools await direction from the state and watch the course of the virus, parents across the region are asking themselves, what will keep my kids physically safe? What's going to give them the best start? At social skills as well as academics. What can my family manage if more homeschooling is required? Kim Campbell says she and her husband have registered their son to start kindergarten in Union County Public Schools, but now they've also signed him up to stay in transitional kindergarten at the child care center he was in this year. They've also talked about private school.
And so this goes back and forth in my mind all day, every day. Until I know what they're going to do, I think I would wait until August.
All that waiting and wavering has implications for schools as well. If enrollment drops substantially, public schools lose state money and may have to cut teachers. Private schools lose tuition. But those tallies are still months away. And the question of how many kindergartners will really show up has to take its place in line behind a lot of other burning questions. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.